And it's that time for Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch Ari, and it is nice to be back. I had a show off last week. I got to take off my headphones. I got headphones on, and I don't need them on. I was able to go out of town. I had 4 days off of work. Took one extra day, so the fourth and then the rest, we were down in Laguna Beach. My wife, myself, my daughter, we met some friends down there. Had a really great time. It was nice to get away. Went to the beach. Got to swim in the pool with the fatness hanging out and everything. I had no F's to give. You reach an age, and some people have it earlier, but for the most part, you reach an age where you have no F's to give. It is just like, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to put on a swimsuit. I'm going to go in the ocean. Like, I don't care. I don't care who looks at me. I don't care who thinks I'm fat. I'm hot. I'm going in the water, and you got no F's to give. And I'm at that age. I got no freaking F's to give. Even though I am I've been going back and forth, going to dye my hair. It's like you say you have no F's to give. You take your shirt off and go like just fat out in the world, letting it just bounce. But yeah, you'll dye your hair. And right now my hair is gray. My beard is white like Santa Claus, and my freaking hair is... And the reason I want to dye it is the top is a lot of gray, and the sides, lower part of the sides, is solid white gray. But then there's a stripe that's got no gray hair. As I have this weird stripe around my head. I'm like, I don't want to look like a damn... You know what I look like? I look like a calico cat. That's what I look like. I just want a general color. It's not so much vanity as much as... And it does look better, and it makes you look younger when you dye your hair. I'm not going to lie about that. But I'm seriously contemplating that. On the food kick, I was out of town for 4 days, and I can honestly say... This is weird. I exercised like a fiend. I did like 15,000 steps a day. Went on a hike, which is a story I'm going to get into here in a little bit. Walked. You end up parking the car in Laguna and not moving it for 3 days. Stayed at the hotel, and we walked everywhere we went. And it was cool. I had a lot of fun, but you get a ton of walking in. And then the fireworks were a good mile or more from our hotel, and we walked down and watched those on Saturday. Great fireworks show down there. It was a good time, so we had a lot of fun. But let's get into... Oh, and I got to go to church. I went to church while I was there as well, and I walked to church. It was only a half mile from there, so literally did not start my car until we left to come home. And let's get into the hike. Hiking is good. My daughter's into working out and needs to be healthy. So she had told me before, I want to go on a hike while I'm there. I'm like, I'll go on a hike with you. And I looked up a website of hiking trails in Laguna, and there's a ton of them because there's a ton of hills. It's much like Palisades where we used to live. Uh-oh, hold on a second. Hold on. My headphones were just blasting something. Oh, I think I have a website up, and that's what that was. I'm like, what is that noise coming out of my headphones that I took off? Yeah, that's annoying as all balls. I'll mute those. So, anyway, she said, I want to go on a hike. I sent her a thing of the hike trails. And then she said she was doing me a solid. And by the way, this is why Stretch hates Stretch. I effed up across the board on this one. I sent my daughter a list of every hiking trail in Laguna and let her pick. Second, my wife had no intentions of going, and somehow I screwed up and let her say she was going, and then she went, and that was strike number two on Stretch Hating Stretch, because I should have never let that happen. So my daughter picked a trail, and she said she was doing me a solid because she knew there was one hike she really wanted to go on, but she said it was a 9-mile hike. And I'm like, yeah, you don't do nine miles on a hiking trail. I'll die. I'm certain of it. So she said, oh, I did the shortest hike there was. Well, guess why it was the shortest hike there was? It was also the most difficult because it was damn near vertical. It is so steep that they had to cut steps into the dirt on the side of these hills. That's what they are. It's the foothills of Laguna. And that entire half mile upstairs is what that is. And I did that. And almost, I thought I was going to die. And I brought my hiking stick. I have a really badass weaponized hiking stick that I brought with me. And thank God I had that. If I didn't have that, I'd have been screwed because my knees are toast. I got up the hill faster than I got down, so it was not a good experience. But here's where everything went awry. So we get to the top, and there's trail now can go to the right to another trail or to the left to another trail. Or you could turn around and go back to the bottom. I am now exhausted because a half mile straight uphill on stairs is enough to do the fat man in for the day. Now, remember, my wife's with us. My wife is a very smart business lady. My wife has a degree from UCLA, and she is very smart. My wife might be one of the dumbest people I know in common sense life. I'm just, that sounds mean, but I'm not saying she's stupid. She's just street smarts, common sense. I don't know. She's lacking something in that field. Whereas book smart, you know, and business smart, she's amazing. So we go to the trail. We get to the top. I am sucking air like a Hoover vacuum cleaner up there, just like, open my backpack, get my water out. I'm drinking it. And they're like, well, we want to go over here because the view's better and we want to take pictures. And I look to my left and I look to my right, and both ways I see incline with steep stairs. And I'm like, oh, we're here. You guys go ahead. And there's another trail right in front of us that's got cones and it's blocked. And it goes out towards the ocean, flat. I'm like, I'm going to go past those cones and walk out there. No one's going that way. I'm going to go out there. So I walked out 5 minutes. Maybe 10 at the most. Oh, yeah, 5 minutes out, 5 minutes back probably. Looked at the edge. Wow, that's cool. No one on it. I'm like, wow, my wife and daughter should have went this way. I would have went with them. Would have been great, but whatever. So I walk back, and they're not there. In about another 5 minutes, they're not there. So I call my wife on the phone, and I say, hey, where are you? We're coming. We're coming. And I said, okay, I'm here in the same spot where I left you. Hurry up. We're coming. 20 more minutes goes by. I call again and I say, where are you? And my wife says, we're almost there. We're almost there. I'm like, I don't see you on the trail. I'm standing on the trail. I don't see you. And she goes, we're coming, and gets all mad and hangs up on me. About 10, 15 minutes later, my daughter calls me. Now, my daughter, not dumb, not lacking street smarts. My daughter's a very smart girl. And my daughter calls me and goes, Dad, where are you? And I go, right where I left you guys. And she goes, Mom, I told you. And I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, you guessed it. They hiked all the way down. So while I walked out on that little point, they just walked up, took a couple pictures, walked back, and they got back before I did and assumed I had gone to the car, even though I got on the phone with my wife twice and said, I'm exactly where I left you guys. Where are you? I walked out on another trail for a minute. Where are you? Yeah. Yeah, I was not happy, especially coming down. Oh, my God, my knees hurt. It took me forever. They were down there waiting forever and ever. We took a Uber to the hiking trail, but I was not happy about getting left on the hill and standing up there waiting. I could have just walked down, but I wanted to hike with my family. That was kind of the point of it, and I did not get that because my wife is dumber than a box of rocks. So that happened on... I think we did that on Saturday the 4th. Yeah, that we did that in the morning. Beautiful hike, though. But Laguna's... I'm sorry if you have a passion for Los Angeles. I do not. I have no loyalty to Los Angeles. I wasn't born in Los Angeles. I've lived in Los Angeles for 56 years. But no, that's not true, because I lived in New York for a little while, I lived in San Francisco for a little while, lived in Phoenix for a little while. So, but over 50 years I've lived in Los Angeles. And so Orange County's just better. I mean, hands down better. The roads are better. It's cleaner. It's nicer. I saw in Laguna Beach, when we were walking back to the hotel one afternoon, I'm not kidding, there were 9 police cars there and 2 bicycle cops. And we're like, oh man, what happened in front of the hotel? It was a homeless guy. They were rousting him and getting him out of Laguna. And you're like, that's really mean, Stretch. Don't be an a-hole. It's the cleanest, nicest. I saw a study, or not a study, a report of the 10 safest cities in California, and Laguna Niguel is on that. So, a very safe, clean, nice place, and I really liked it. But let's talk about the granddaddy of awesomeness that I went to on the way home. If you guys are anywhere from LA and you know about Northgate Market, it is a Mexican grocery store, and they serve food that is freaking good. They have good tamales there you can get. Carnitas are freaking out of control. And then they have your typical deli counter stuff, chicken fingers. They also have flautas, and they have rice, beans. They make salsa there that's really good. It's a really cool market, and I like it. The meat counter is out of control. So I go there, and they have a really good Mexican sweetbread and pastries and cakes. It's just freaking awesome. Well, there is one in Costa Mesa, and I remember when I was there, and I said, I want to go to that basically Disneyland of Northgate Markets on the way home, and it did not disappoint. That's the second coolest grocery store I've ever been in my life, number one being Stu Leonard's in Connecticut. I went there when I lived in New York. That was like a grocery store that had animated singing cows and shit. It was literally an amusement park / grocery store, and it was super cool. But Northgate Market had live music. It had alcohol served. It had probably 8 or 9 little restaurants in all around the grocery store that were set up, and it was just the stuff that they sell at Northgate Market. It wasn't like it was Chinese food and this and that. It was all their food, but one was just frying carne, and then you could watch them make everything too, because it was glass around it. And then they had a register, so you could go up and go, I want that, and you could pay for it right then. You didn't have to go to the checkout, which they also had a badass bakery, had a seafood section, and it had all the stuff that you know and love about Northgate Markets, but more. Imagine the coolest Mexican food court you've ever seen in your life. That's what this market was. And it's in Costa Mesa off Harbor Boulevard. It was freaking awesome. Awesome, awesome. I loved it. It did not disappoint. And it was it's great when you pull up and it's packed to the roof. There's just no one, like no parking. And I ended up parking in the McDonald's that they share in their parking lot and walking over hoping my car didn't get towed. That's how freaking sweet that place was. But highly recommend. If you are a fatty and a lover of food. Now, being on keto, I stuck to the keto all weekend. I didn't break once. Not once. I got a ton. And this is what's weird. I didn't break my diet once. I walked into every ice cream shop and said, do you have sugar-free? And they were like, nope. And I didn't get any. Every single day, the entire group I was with went and got ice cream or gelato or something, and they all ate it, and I was fine. I didn't get any pastries, any cookies, didn't eat any bread, any potatoes. I ate meat. In fact, I would go to a restaurant and order just meat, and they'd be like, what about your sides? And I'd be like, does anybody want rice? Or anybody want, like, I was wasting a ton of money. But I never broke my diet. In fact, there is a Jack in the Box, one fast food restaurant in all of Laguna, and I went to there and had a lettuce wrap burger. That was the worst thing I ate, but still within keto. Now, here's the weird part. I walked. I told you I walked like crazy. I swam. I hiked. I had a very active weekend, which is good and fun to do, especially when you're with your family and you're not at work and it's beautiful. Dolphins swimming by. It's just cool. I gained a pound. Isn't that weird? And I don't drink alcohol. I didn't have any booze while I was there. I didn't drink any soda. I was drinking water, iced tea. That was what I drank, a few Diet Cokes here and there. But I gained a pound somehow, which is bizarre to me. And since I've been back, still sticking to it. I found a new keto lovely fat man dessert that I made because I was so jealous that, I'm not going to lie, everyone was having freaking dessert except for me. So I was so jealous that I made, when I got home, I took just sugar-free Cool Whip, which I had in my fridge, the little bucket of it, and I dumped a ton of powdered peanut butter in there, and I stirred that up. There are some carbs in the peanut butter, but I can have, I think it's under 40 to 60, between 40 and 60 grams of carbs a day on keto, and you're still okay with keto. So I have right now a lot of keto bread, and that's like, I think if I have a keto sandwich, two pieces of bread, that's like 18 grams of carbs right there. That's, there's carbs in that bread still. It's just lower carb and fiber offsets it. It's a whole freaking thing. Let's get back to what happened when I got home and I was all excited. You are hearing the fan again because the fan is on. You're hearing my old setup. You're not hearing the intro to the show. And you're like, Stretch, I thought you had the whole new studio. I got a really fancy, badass computer that my buddy gave me. And it's like brand new MacBook Pro, super high-end. And Macs are really what you need if you're doing any sort of audio processing, editing, all that stuff. And I still do stuff for the radio station. In fact, I voiced something for SiriusXM over the weekend. You may have heard me on one of the rock stations. I had a show this weekend on Big 49, which I haven't done in ages and ages. That was obviously all taped out. But I had all of this stuff that I did. All right. So I wanted to get my studio back up. It has not been up since the fire. Well, I got this MacBook, and then I went out last weekend to my buddy who set up all the software and all this and gave me a bunch more gear. Like, I have thousands of dollars of gear that is borrowed, given to me from friends. So here, take this, take this, take this. And then I had to buy a bunch more stuff. I bought a USB mic, a regular mic. And I bought new headphones. Remember, that was gone. I had to get a certain type of mouse. I had to get all this stuff and ready to roll. And it all came in, and I had it last week, but I couldn't. It takes a while to set all this crap up. So I go, all right, cool. I'm now going to hook it up as soon as I get home. And I ran in here like Christmas morning. I was so excited, and I set everything up, and I turn it on. Wah, wah, wah. Nothing works. And I'm like, all right, I know how to do this. This is not that hard. And so, of course, I got to break down and call my engineer buddy and be like, dude, nothing's working. He's like, what do you mean? I go, all the equipment you gave me, there's no driver. I can't get it to work. And you know, if you use a piece of equipment with your computer, usually it'll pop up. And if it's a Mac, it'll automatically download the correct driver. Well, if it's a PC, it'll say, boom, and then you go to the website of whatever the product is. Like right now I have a thing called the audio interface, and it's like an amp and a regular microphone goes into that, plus all kinds of sound effects and stuff like that you would use for recording. And no driver. So my buddy, the engineer, doesn't even know this. He's like, it all works. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I know it works. We tested it on stuff at his place when I was up there last weekend. Long story short, the company Apple, not my friend Apple, got super, super greedy. And just like they change the plug on their phone all the time so that you can't use the mini plug that every other headphone maker makes, so that you have to buy specifically made for iPhone stuff, which they get a cut of. Well, they kind of had the same deal with licensing with these external drives, and it's always been a deal. Well, the new generation, the latest M1, M2, M3 version, I have an M1 of MacBooks, they no longer play with any other provider. You have to use one of theirs. There's a few now, companies are catching up and making them, but none of this gear I have. The entire studio is not compatible with the new very high-end MacBook that I have. It's the biggest letdown ever. So now I'm back to recording like I was doing before, like I have since January. But that was a bummer. So now I have to buy, which I do not have the money, I have to buy up some new stuff that'll work with this Apple device now, because Apple devices aren't playing well with other people. And it's annoying as all hell. I hate the way Apple is as a company. How they do dicky shit like that. They're the worst. I know all of them do it because they're all greedy and they all want all of the money and they don't want to share with other people with licensing and interfaces and that. But that if that was the case, they should effing make one for people, knowing that all audio people, and trust me, every movie and TV show you've seen is edited on a MacBook nowadays. It's everything's done on a Mac. Everything is done on a Mac. So they know this. Why don't they just have, I guess I could use GarageBand. I guess they do have that, but I couldn't plug in all of my other stuff to it. And in fact, I tried to just plug in my USB mic straight into the MacBook. Will not work. Annoying. Here's some other news. This is weird, but I did nothing other than sign up for it. And I am now officially Minister Stretch. You can call me Minister Stretch. That is who I am. That is what I am. You're like, why would you do that? Like, I could marry you. If you wanted to get married, I am ordained. I could get you married. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, I do that other podcast. I do it all the time. I should get ordained. And there's another reason as well. So I'm now an ordained priest, or ordained minister, not a priest. But what's weird is the Catholic Church will not recognize that and would not, they would seriously have a problem with me being a minister. So I'm not going to do anything. I could do a wedding if I wanted to. If some friends wanted to get married, I could preside over a wedding, and I'm legally able to do that. But there is another thing. You have a card, you have a parking pass so that you can park in a minute. And I've already got all this in the mail before I even acknowledge this on the show. But I have all this now, and it, like, card in my wallet shows that I'm an ordained minister, and then I have a parking pass for an ordained minister, so I could park in parking at a hospital or something like that if I wanted to go up and minister to someone who was in the hospital. Now, here's the weird, why would you do that, Stretch, again? And I will tell you, if you're a minister, it's almost like having a press pass. And I know there's a pastor that I know who was allowed to go up into the fire zone of the Palisades. So I will never be locked out again, ever, 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 ever from anything, because I will go up and be like, I'm a minister. I have a person I need to go that wants me up here, and I can just go in, and they will let me in. So if there's ever another disaster where the city decides I can't go to my house for 3 weeks, yeah, that's never going to happen again to me. And this is like a lifetime ordained deal. So I am Minister Stretch. That's what you are allowed to call me now. And so be it. And doesn't change anything on the other show at all. But it does feel weird. I mean, I'm very religious. I go to Mass whenever I can possibly go. I would go every day if I could, but work sucks and my hours suck, and that is not possible. So I'm like, I should do something to grow in my learning and all that stuff. So I'm continuing to try to educate myself and go through online courses and things like that. I may eventually be a pastor, but as of now, I'm an ordained minister, which isn't much. You can literally fill that out online and be one. So, voila, here I am, Minister Stretch. And by the way, I told my wife that, and every single second this weekend, if I ever said, MF, oh, okay, minister. Now she's got something else to throw at my face. And I'm like, you're lucky I'm a minister. I would have killed you on that hiking trail. The minister saved you. When you left me on the hiking trail? Yeah, I was going to murder you, but the minister told me to stop. You're very lucky. That's what I tell her. Let's get into one fitness story that I have, because I'm going to run out of time rambling here today. But I have a story that says, if you stop eating meat, you're going to die. That's what Minister Stretch says. That's not true. It says, if you give up meat, eggs, cheese, which is pretty much all that my diet is right now on the keto diet, meat, egg, cheese, some veggies. If you give up all that, apparently there's an acid load in those foods, and that food creates inflammation. Remember, that's the key word we talk about a lot. Big time. Inflammation. Inflammation, inflammation, inflammation. Inflammation is bad. So they say, and even if you're on, like my doctor told me, because of the when they saw my heart the last time under the cameras, they said, oh yeah, you're going to die. Get on the, they told me to get on the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet is garbage and I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. I'll die. I'll just call that that. And they say they compared people that went basically vegan with people on the Mediterranean diet, which is a very healthy diet, which is recommended by many, many doctors to get your health in order. And the vegans had hands down way better. Now, granted, they're not getting any protein. They got other issues. And I'm just, I would just, if they told me I had to do that, and this was 62 overweight adults that they did this study on. So some on the Mediterranean, which is a low-fat diet, and then they have the low-fat vegan diet. And after 16 weeks, the people on this vegan, the vegans lost 13 pounds, and the others did not. I did no meat one time to see what it would do. And my blood pressure improved. And this is before I was on a ton of blood pressure medication. Now I just take pills and my blood pressure stays freaking spot on. It's great. Here we go. One more. This is good news that I like. If you drink your morning coffee, caffeine appears to do more than perk you up. It activates AMPK, a key cellular fuel sensor that helps cells cope with stress and energy shortages. And they say this explains why coffee is linked to better health and a longer life if you are a moderate coffee drinker. So enjoy your coffee in the morning and feel no guilt about it. Now, if you're going to Starbucks and you're loading it with 37 grams of sugar every day, that's an issue. And there's something I want to do, but I haven't bought the prepackaged protein drinks. Are very expensive. And I've been not wanting to blow that kind of money. But if you have a vanilla chocolate shake and you get a cup of ice with a shot of espresso in it and then dump that protein shake on there, that's good. And it tastes still like chocolatey or vanilla-y. And you're sugar-free at that point. You've got so much healthier than going and getting one of those Starbucks drinks where they pump 12 squirts of goo into it that you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to die for sure. Before we go, I wanted to send my thoughts and prayers out to anyone in Texas, anyone affected by these floods. It looks absolutely devastatingly horrible. I empathize with everyone out there and send you my very best. So horrible, horrible, horrible. All right, I'm going to get out of here. It is a Monday. Hope you guys have a great week. I will be back on Friday because you know what happens on Friday? That's when I do a bonus pod. And this week I will have another bonus pod because I'm back to the grind, back to the normal life. We'll have one more day off before basically Thanksgiving for myself. And that is the end of summer, the hoo-ha hoedown of Labor Day. That's the last day off that we'll get. So I will talk to you guys on Friday. Have a great week.